This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I gave a quick nod to the president's infrastructure announcement a minute ago. His plan to cut red tape quickly got lost in the shuffle because of the other stuff that he said. Also, today the president abandoned plans for an advisory council on infrastructure. But it is worth remembering that Trump ran and won on a promise of a $1 trillion plan to repair and rebuild our bridges and roads and transit systems and all the other ways that this economy moves itself around. Now, though, 7 months, one infrastructure week, and a couple of executive orders later, plans is still all we got. So today we're going back to Erie, Pennsylvania, and our series, The Big Promise, where Marketplace's Erica Barris has this story of infrastructure and what it can mean for economic progress.
Rhonda Glover is between jobs as a home health care aide. For weeks, she's been talking with different companies. Usually things are going well, until...
They ask me, what is my transportation method? When I say bus, it ends the interview. So there is no getting around it.
She says that's because employers would rather not depend on someone who depends on the bus.
If you miss one bus, you have to wait 45 minutes for the next bus. So no, it doesn't work.
And that makes it hard for Glover to work. She's a single mom who lives with her 6 young kids on Erie's east side. Nearly all the jobs close to her either pay minimum wage, just over $7 an hour, or require skills she doesn't have.
Most new job growth is outside the neighborhood, often outside the city.
That's Gary Horton, head of Erie's NAACP. He's talking about the types of work, like home health care or child care, where people like Glover could earn a few dollars more an hour.
And if you don't have accessible public transportation and you don't own a car, then you're effectively prevented from experiencing any opportunity that may be there.
Horton also runs the Quality of Life Learning Center in Harbor Homes. It's a sprawling public housing project sandwiched between two corridors of what used to be bustling industry. Most of the nearly 500 families who live there, including Glover's, are Black and poor.
A large number of single-parent households. There's a large number of children. There are probably few working men and women who live here. 60% of the people do not own a car. It's pretty bleak.
In fact, nearly half of all Blacks who live in Erie are below the poverty line. And unreliable transportation, says Horton, helps keep them there. Before the big exodus to the suburbs, Michael Tan, who runs the Erie Metropolitan Transit Authority, says...
Everybody lived in the city of Erie, mostly, and everybody worked in the city of Erie, mostly, and everybody shopped in the city of Erie, mostly.
And the transit system got people where they needed to go easily. But as it stretched into the suburbs, state and federal funds didn't stretch enough with it. So a bus line that once covered a 30-minute loop now makes a much longer one. And low-income people are more dependent on the buses than ever, even for the most basic things. When Rhonda Glover wants fresh food, she gets on a bus that goes straight to the front door of a supermarket. And when she comes back... It's
6 bags on one arm, 6 bags on the other arm, and 3 bags in each hand.
And her timing has to be right. If she gets stuck at the checkout line, she's stuck with melting ice cream and warm milk because she missed the bus. Today, Glover is getting a bit of a break from Erie's transit system. She's answering phones at the Quality of Life Learning Center, not far from her apartment. Community service is required for her to receive cash assistance from the state. Glover takes a break from her duties to talk to Patrice Johnson, a housing case manager. Johnson grew up poor in Erie. Now she helps people move out of public housing by helping them find decent paying jobs. And yes, that starts with the bus line.
I make sure that it's it would be on that bus line, or it wouldn't be too far from that bus line. If they have to walk a block or two to get to that bus line, I understand that. But walking 7, 8, 10, 12 blocks...
Even today, the bus isn't too far from Glover's mind. She ends her shift a few minutes early so she can catch a bus across town to pick up her kids.
Right on time. Look at that.
What?
They've spent the day at Grandma's.
You're
stop.
Like cutting out his mom.
See that? This is how the traffic is. People don't care or watch for pedestrians. Look, the bus is on time. Woo!
In a couple weeks, Glover starts a new job as a home health care aide. And yes, she'll be getting to work on the bus. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.